Carnival Corporation owns 10 cruise lines operating about 100 ships from ports in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. It's a significant player in the Alaska market. Corporate officials say the technology, called scrubbing, will meet new international requirements for sulfur and smoke emissions. They say they'll spend about $180 million on the equipment over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, we haven't determined which ships of the 32 will be implemented in what markets and what ports.
Roger Frizzell is a spokesman for Carnival, which is headquartered in Miami and London. He spoke from the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport.
Alaska is obviously an important market, and I'm expecting that if they don't have it right away, they will have it shortly.
The equipment has been tested on one ship's diesel engine so far. The evidence helped win conditional approval from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Coast Guard. Frizzell says Carnival eventually plans to use scrubbing on all of its 102 vessels.
This is going to be a real change in our industry, and I think it's something that for Alaska and other key ports is going to be beneficial to their environmental area.
Carnival scrubbers target sulfur oxides, which contribute to global warming and acid rain. They also remove soot and other small particles that make up ship's exhaust. Frizzell says the technology is common on shore.
This is the first time this combination is being developed to accommodate restricted spaces on ships.
Did that require significant re-engineering of the technology?
It did. When we moved it from the power plants and factories to the ship, it really was a complete overhaul of the existing systems and resizing.
I think there's just been a whole shift at Carnival with all the problems they've had and everything.
Industry critic Chip Toma of Juno says the corporation is making a significant and welcome change. But the president of the group responsible cruising in Alaska says it's not all good intentions.
They're making so much money. It's such a lucrative corporation. They've decided to switch gears and get into the 21st century, and it's a wonderful move that they've done so.
The EPA says the agreement is a trial effort, and the technology will be closely monitored. Carnival spokesman Frizzell says it exempts equipped ships from new, stronger air quality regulations aimed at lowering pollution along the coast.
The exemption gives us the flexibility to choose whatever fuel source we determine, and that's significant for us because it gives us an economic value.
That's because low-sulfur fuel is more expensive than what cruise ships usually burn. The agreement still requires Carnival ships to use that fuel while in port or plug into an onshore power source, as is done in Juneau. The EPA has also reached agreements with Royal Caribbean and Norwegian cruise lines, as well as barge companies and owners of some other large vessels. Some are using different approaches. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.